If you move a symbol from its community, does it lose its power? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dan Gifford, affiliated professor at the University of Louisville, looks to the past to find out.
What can a failed whaling museum from the 1890s teach us about memorialization and commemoration? Today, museum curators work to interpret industries in transition that once defined America's economic might, such as coal, steel, and manufacturing. As these stories of industrial decline and transformation become museums and exhibits, it is useful to remember the whaling bark progress, a New Bedford whaler sent to Chicago's 1893 World's Columbian Exposition. By the 1890s, the American whaling fleet was a ghost of its former heyday. Even in New Bedford, the city that once claimed to light the world with whale products, the focus had shifted to cotton manufacturing. But when Chicago began planning a World's Fair, New Bedford saw an opportunity to teach the world about an industry increasingly relegated to the past. Progress was selected to become a floating museum to whaling. In reality, the whale ship became a failed collection of marine curiosities and a metaphor for a dying industry out of step with modern times. Fire and dynamite eventually sent her to the bottom of Lake Michigan. To New Bedford, whaling's importance had been self-evident and innate, so much so they comfortably sold the Progress to a Chicago syndicate with no background in whaling or its history. But the physical and psychological distance between the fair in Chicago and the wharves of New Bedford turned out to matter. The further the floating museum moved from the community it represented, the more it became something else entirely. As we work to properly memorialize more recent stories of industrial decline, the Progress serves as a caution to museums and visitors. It is connections to communities of workers that make these exhibits successful, and those connections can never be lost or forgotten.
That was Dan Gifford of the University of Louisville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.